Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Beis Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom, by the words Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. So ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Bast Eishas Avicha Mai Avilei. What does he do with the second pasuk of his sister, where it says Bast Eishas Avicha, being that he holds that there is no second Isser? The pasuk says Achais Chayi to teach us that you're only Chai for the Isser V'Achaisai. So then why does the Torah write this pasuk B'chlal? So says the Gemara, Mibayulei, he uses it to be Megala something about the Isser V'Achaisai. That the Isser V'Achaisai is only when it's Bas Eishas Avicha, which means that it's Mishi Yeshla Ishas La'Avicha Ba. It has to be that the sister was born from your father, that he had a relationship together with someone that ish, that there is ishus, that kedushin is taifes. It's coming to exclude a sister who's born from your father, that the relationship that he had together with a shivcha or a gaya, so then the child is not considered his daughter and it's not considered your sister, and you won't be chayav for that. Maybe it's coming to exclude your sister who's born from an anusa, that she's not considered your sister. Maybe when she was born from a non-marriage, she's not considered your sister. So says the Gemara, no, Ahud Le'matzis Amrid, you can't say that, I mean the Rava, because we know that's not true. Even someone who's born from a relationship of Aynes is considered related. Like we learned from Rava, the Rava Rami, Rava asked the Stira, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Erevez Bas Bin Choy Bas Bin Choy Segala. On the one hand, the Torah says that a daughter, a granddaughter who's born either from your son or from your daughter, so you have an Isser to be with her. It's mashma from there, that only if she's born from a relationship that you have together with a woman. Habas bina dida, mibas bita dida, but if she's born from a relationship that your wife had with someone else, she's a granddaughter that from your wife, so then she's mutter. But then, Uksiv, the Torah says, Erevas Isha Ubita Leisigal Esbas Bina Esbas Bita. The Torah tells us that you're not allowed to be together with your wife's granddaughter. So, Hakates, how do we reconcile this? Kan Boins and Kan Nisuin. The second pasuk where it says you're not allowed to be with your wife's granddaughter, that's talking about through Nisuin. That if someone you marry, so you're not allowed to be together with her granddaughter. And Kol Shekin, you can't be with your own granddaughter. When the Torah says that the Isser is only on your granddaughter, for only if it's from your line, that's when it came through Aines. When it comes to Aines, if a person is ma'anis a woman, so then the son or daughter born from that relationship is usher, and even the granddaughter born from that line is usher. But a granddaughter that the woman has through some from someone else, she will remain mutter to the man. But what do you see from here? That the ma'isa, when it comes to him, from his line, even though the child is born through an Aines, still the child is considered his granddaughter, it is considered his child. So you see Aines, that Aines is considered related to you, and therefore you can't say that the pasuk is coming to exclude a sister who came through an Aines, because a child, a sister who comes through Aines is considered your sister. So ve'ema prat l'chayve lavin. Maybe it's coming to exclude chayve lavin, that kedushin is not taifis with chayve lavin. Says the Gemara, Amar Rapapa, chayve lavin tafsi b'kedushin, because it's just pasha not true. Because kedushin is taifis with chayve lavin. Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, ki siyana li'ish de nashim, if a man is married to two women, ha'achas ahuva v'achas anua, one who is loved and one who is hated. And the question is the pasuk doesn't say that he hates her, he loves her. It says that she is be'etzem a hated lady, and she's be'etzem a loved lady. V'chiyesh ahuva l'fnei amakim, v'yishnua l'fnei amakim. How could the Torah describe a case like that? That the man's married to two ladies, one who's loved and one who's hated. What does it mean she's loved and hated? Ella, what does it mean? It means like this. It means ahuva benisueha. She's loved means that she has a mutter marriage with the man. And sanua means sanua benisueha, that she has an isser marriage with the man. There was a leisa, say he wasn't allowed to marry her. And still the Torah says that it's possible for him to be married to her. So you see that kedushin is taifis b'chayvi lav, and so it can't be coming to be mamai, the sister who's born from a chi of lav. Okay, but the aim of prat l'chayve krisis. Maybe it's coming to exclude chayve krisis. That kedushin is not taifes with chayve krisis. And maybe such a sister is not considered related. She's not considered his daughter. She's not considered your sister. Maybe that's what the Torah is saying. So Amar Rav on that. Rav says, and no, Amar Kra, the Torah says, that Erev Esachayscha, Bas Avichay, Bas Imecha, Meled Es Bayis, Meled Es Chutz. The Torah by the Isser of Achayscha, it says that you're not allowed to be together with your sister, who's the sister from your father or from your mother. And then the pasuk says, "Meledes bayis and meledes chutz." What do these words mean? Says Rava, what it means is "Bein shayimim le'avicha kiem, bein shayimim le'avicha haitze." Whether we tell your father that yes, the kedushin is taifis, you can be together with her, and whether we tell him that no, the kedushin is not taifis, he has to get her out, that it's still v'amar achmana. The Torah says, "Achayischa," that she's considered your sister, and you're not allowed to be together with her. So clearly there is such a thing as a sister who's born from a marriage, from a relationship that Kedushin is not taifis with, and still she is considered your sister. That's talking about Chiyuvei Krisis. Ask the Gemara, who said? So maybe, says the Gemara, maybe Ema Bein Shaimer Le'Avicha Kayim, Bein Shaimer Le'Avicha Haitzei, Vam Rachman HaChayzchehi, is the Rabbi Shachayzim B'Shivcha V'Vedes Kechavim. Maybe it's coming to say that the sister born from a Gaya is considered your sister. Says the Gemara, can't be, because I'm a Kura B'Aseishas We already have a pasuk of bas eishes avicha that there has to be someone who has ishes with your father, which is coming to exclude a sister that's born from a gaya. Okay, but ask the gemara, marisa. So you have one pasuk that's coming to be marbe, a sister that's born from someone that there's no kedushin, that still she is considered your sister. And you have another pasuk which is mashma, that a sister that's born from a relationship where there's no kedushin, she's not considered your sister. So how do you know to say that the one born from the gaya is not your sister, and the one born from the Kli of Karis is your sister? Maybe it's the opposite. It says the Gemara, Mistaver Chayvi Krisis Avali L'Rabbis. It makes more sense to consider your sister someone born from a Kli of Karis, because even though there's no Kedushin with your father, but she came Tavsi Ban Kedushin La'alma, she's an heir to your father, but she's mutter to other people, and so she is shy to the parish of Kedushin, she's more considered your sister. As the Gemara, Adarabba. Shivcha ve'vedes kechavim avli l'rabbis. Shivcha nagaya, she's more similar, she's much more your sister, because even though right now in her present state there's no kedushin, but haimigayra lididei namitavsiba kedushin. Because even when she converts, so then even with your father she can marry. She could even marry your father. The chiv karis can never marry your father. At least this lady one day can marry your father. Well, says the Gemara, no, it's not true. This lady can never marry your father. Ah, she could convert. L'chimigayra gufachrinahi. At that point she's considered a newborn baby. She's She's not considered the old person. Mamelu, this lady, Kedushin's never typeface, so it's more logical to say that she's the one that the child born from her is not considered your sister. Now ask the Gemara, fine. So this is all what Rabbi Yaisi learns from Basesha Savicha. Verabanan Lamute Shivcha Vavedis Kechavim Minalduhu. Where does the Tanakhama know this halacha from, that a child born from a shifcha or a gaya is not considered your child? Nafkluhu mi'aisha biladeh tiladeh. The pasuk says by Eved Ivri that the children go, it's the shifcha's children, and they stay with the master when the Eved Ivri goes free. So you see, it's not considered his children. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda will say back that, yeah, that's talking about a shifcha. So chad b'shifcha v'chad b'vedes kechavim. This pasuk is talking about a shifcha. Bas Eishes Avicha is coming to exclude a child born from a Gaya, v'tzrichi, and I need both psukim. Diash minan shivcha mishum de'in l'chayis. If I would just have the pasuk by shivcha, I would say by her, the child is not considered yours, because a shivcha doesn't have any lineage. The Torah says, ama daim l'chamar, avedes kechavim des l'chayis, but a Gaya who has lineage, he has family, same alike. So maybe then the child is not considered, maybe then the child would be considered yours. Viash minan avedes kechavim, and if the Torah would have just told us by a Gaya that the child is not yours, I would say Mishum Dulei Shaykh B'mitzvahs. It's because then she's born from a Gaya who's completely not Jewish. She's not, the Gaya is not Shaykh to mitzvahs at all. Aval Shivcha the Shaykh B'mitzvahs, but the Shivcha who's at least Chayiv in mitzvahs like Anisha, so Eimaloi, so maybe by her, we're not going to say this then, maybe by her the child will be considered yours, and that's why Tzricha, that's why I need both Pesachim. Well, last thing Gemara now, the Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan who say that we learned this out from Ha'isha viladeh tila deneha, asked the Gemara, so ashkechan shivcha. From that pasuk I could learn the din of a shivcha, but I vedes kechavim minaluhu. Where do they know the din that a child born from a gaya is not considered your child? V'chi tila nelech mi shivcha, to learn it out from shivcha, bahanu mitzvah tzichi. Like we just spoke out, that we need both. We need a separate pasuk for a gaya. So I'm Rabbi Yechla, Mishim Rabbi Shem Yochai. I'm Akra, the Torah says, Ki Yasser has been chame acharai. The Torah says not to give your child, not to give your daughters over to the Gayashaman, because he'll make your child go off the Derech. So what do you see from there? The Bincham Yisrael is Kari Bincha. You see, it's called your child. Since the child is born from a Jewish woman, so the child is considered yours. Vein Bincha Habam, and I ved as Kechavim, Kari Bincha. But we don't find such a thing by a Gayisha lady, so it must be because by a Gayisha lady, the child won't be considered yours. It's not a problem of a concern that maybe the lady is going to make your child go off the derech because it's not your child. The child's not Jewish. So you see from here that the child born from a gaya is not considered your child. Ela bina is considered her child. And Amar Ravina said that Shmamina. You see from here that ben bitcha bamina ivikachavim kari bincha, only if it's born from a guy but a Jewish mother. So then it's called your son. But if it's born from a gayisha lady, so then it's not called your son. So that's the Rabban's makar. Now ask the Gemara parenthetically that lema kasev. Ravina, it sounds like from Ravina that the child is yours, it's completely kosher. Mutter even bekuhuna. Says the Gemara, no. Nihi, the mamzer lehavi. For sure, you see from Ravina that the child's on a mamzer, but kosher nami lehavi, but maybe the child's not kosher either. Rather, Yisrael posel mikri. He's considered apostle Yisrael. However, now ask the Gemara, going back, that we said that we learned that from Kiyasir, this is the Makar, that a child born from a Gaya is not considered your child. Ask the Gemara, Hai b'Sheva Umayis Ksev. That was written about the seven Umayis, when Klai Yisrael was going into Eretz Yisrael. So maybe that's when the child is not considered yours, when the child is born from one of the Sheva Umayis. But maybe by a different guy, so that maybe the child is considered yours. Says the Gemara, no, because the Torah says the extra words kiyaser. I mean, the whole fact that the Torah had to give us the reason for the iser is l'chayra superfluous. It's obvious. We know why it's aser. Obviously, the guy might make your child go off the derech. And therefore, why does the Torah have to tell us the reason? Kiyaser, that's the rabbi's kol ha-misirim. It's coming to be marbe that even if it's not one of the Sheva Umayis, even if it's any sort of guy, it's aser the child is not considered your child. By any guy, isha lady, the child will not be considered your child. Well, says the Gemara, the words kiyasa are extra, you're telling me, because I would have known the reason anyways. Well, hanichal Reb Shimon, the darsh time of the krah. That makes sense if you're Reb Shimon, who's fine with darshening time of the krah. Ela l'rabbanan minaluhu. But according to the rabbanan that don't darsh in time of the krah, so then of course I needed the Torah to say kiyasa. Kiyasa is not extra. Says the Gemara, Mantana, the Palagalid Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Shimon, and a Chanami, but we only need to answer for Rabbi Shimon, because the Tana who argues on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Shimon. So as long as it works, if you're Rabbi Shimon, so then we're good to go, and it does. So that's the Gemara's answer. So what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda learns from Ervas Bas Eish Savicha, Rabbi Shimon, the Tana Kamo, will learn out from Kiyasir.